listener production.
Good morning, Lizzie Viger here, and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. Checking the weather first, 27 degrees and mostly sunny for Cairns today, down to 18 degrees tonight. Mareeba will be partly cloudy with a top of 26 degrees and a low of 15. Making news today, June 9, a man extradited from New South Wales to Cairns overnight, state funding for affordable housing, and CADA's Australian Party on the phasing out of checks. A 47-year-old Sydney man has been extradited to Cairns from New South Wales overnight following investigations into the indecent treatment of a child. It will be alleged the incidents occurred between 2014 and 2015 in Mareeba and involved a child known to the man. Extensive investigations led to the man being located and arrested in New South Wales. The man has been charged with one count each of rape and indecent treatment of children and is due to appear before Cairns Magistrates Court today. The state government's announced a $3.9 billion investment in next week's state budget towards social and affordable housing. Housing Minister Megan Scanlon says it'll help deliver 13,000 homes to vulnerable Queenslanders, with the government recently finalising the purchase of 52 new social homes and 13 more on the way. Several families are expected to move into new dwellings in Brisbane shortly, with others already being tenanted in Cairns, Townsville, the Scenic Rim and Moreton Bay. Minister Scanlon says it's a record investment.
This investment of over $64 million is going to be a game changer in the way that we're able to assist people who are at risk or experiencing homelessness. This will help hundreds of people and families have a safe place to call home.
Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has announced the phasing out of checks by 2030, and CADA's Australian Party says regional cities like Cairns will suffer. Federal Kennedy MP Bob CADA says bricks and mortar banking as well as cash is still important to the rural and regional communities, and he is concerned it will be a stepping stone towards phasing out cash altogether. Further saying this decision definitely raises concerns about the impact on farmers, small businesses and pensioners, where check usage is higher. And four vets across Cairns will be providing 20% off cat and dog desexing until August 31. The RSPCA says the benefits of desexing include reducing unwanted litters, reduces the risk of some cancers, and allows pets to be happier and more relaxed by reducing the desire to roam. Taking a look at local sport, after their bye last weekend, the Cairns Marlins should be ready to take on the Sunshine Coast Phoenix in round 11 of the NBL 1 North. The Marlins have won their previous two matches against the Phoenix, with the Marlins sitting in 10th position on the leaderboard, just one place below the Sunshine Coast. The Marlins will hit the court at 8:30pm on Saturday, following the Dolphins, who will play at 6:30. And Team Queensland's ready to take the bull by its horns in Brisbane this weekend. Round 2 of the Pro Bull Riders Origin series kicking off on Saturday. The side's lineup has remained relatively untouched following a stellar victory in round 1 back in April. Mareeba's very own Kurt Shepherd is set to return to the dirt to bring home the glory. And now you're up to date with what's happening in FNQ and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.